Mick Jagger and David Bowie gushed over her. Bob Dylan composed a poem about her. We're talking about 1960s French pop star Françoise Hardy, who more than 50 years later is still making music and has just released her 28th album. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sat down with the musician.
Françoise Hardy has been widely interviewed by the French media this summer, and she graces the August cover of French Vanity Fair. Her new album, Personne d'autre, is her biggest selling yet, coming close to gold status in France. Hardy first burst onto the scene in 1962 with a song she wrote, Tous les garçons et les filles. It sold millions of records in France and even topped the charts in Britain. Tous les garçons et les filles de mon âge se promènent dans la rue de Pardieu. All the boys and girls my age walk hand in hand in the streets of Paris, she sang, but not me, I go alone. Hardy was just 19 years old when the song made her a star. Peering out from beneath bangs and long brown hair, she exuded a shy, wholesome innocence. Her face appeared on magazines so frequently that she became the international cover girl of the 1960s.
Bonjour. Bonjour, Françoise.
At 74, Hardy's angular, handsome features still glow beneath her now white, short hair, and she exudes the same elegant style in person as in her music.
During my whole life, I've always written about the same subject, because songs for me are love songs, sentimental songs, and trying to find another way to write about that, it's difficult after 50 years.
50 years later, Hardy is no longer writing about being alone, but looking back with nostalgia on a life she says was happy and full of love. Un signe comme un appel, un air intemporel. Personne d'autre que toi pour l'entendre. Tes yeux couleur de ciel, quelque chose d'irréel. Et moi qui reste là à t'attendre. Other female singers from Hardy's era, known as the Ye Ye generation for Ye Ye Ye, were a flash in the pan, says Jean-Pierre Pasqualini. He hosts a television show devoted to oldies music. He says Hardy has endured because she was different.
She had very poetic lyrics. It was teenage poetry, not Shakespeare, but it was enough to be different. She translated American songs, Italian songs, and she wrote herself. It was very important because the other Ye Ye girls didn't write anything.
Hardy grew up in post-war Paris and says her love of pop music began with the radio.
I listened to an English-British radio, Radio Luxembourg, your station of the stars. And I heard for the first time Elvis Presley, Cliff Richard, The Shadows, and I had no interest for anything else than this kind of music.
Hardy had no formal music training, but her father gave her a guitar when she graduated from high school. She began writing songs obsessively with only a few chords. A new generation of fans still connects with her old music. ...35-year-old singer Clara Villegas adapted one of Hardy's songs for her band, Exotica.
I really enjoyed the lyrics, which were so personal, with such simple words, but in such a nice way. La mise insiste,
t'es complice, tu me dis pas tout. Françoise Hardy's forte has always been her lyrics. Top songwriters and musicians now send her their best melodies to imbue with meaning, as she did with this haunting tune on her new album, Sail Away, written by French star La Grande Sophie. Tout ira bien, tout sera loin, là au final, quand je prendrai le large. Hardy he sings of heading out to sea peacefully for the last time, strong and with no regrets. She nearly died 3 years ago from lymphoma before making a miraculous recovery. I ask if that's what led to her new album.
No. It's only I cannot resist to the temptation of a beautiful melody. It's one of the things which make me really very happy. And if a musician offers me a beautiful melody, I cannot resist.
Françoise Hardy says she's not sure why she's had such long-term success. All she knows is that a beautiful song makes her feel as if she's coming out of herself and touching something divine. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Tout ira bien, tout sera loin.